Well, the Melbourne Aces have had a terrific season in the Australian Baseball League. They're top of the table, 15-5. They travel to take on the Sydney Blue Sox. A four-game series starting tomorrow night. And it looks like our next guest is going to get his first run. Of course, only recently signed on after a terrific career in Major League Baseball. He only signed with the Aces on December 5. I speak of Jeremy Guthrie. Great to have you on the program, Jeremy.
Hey, good to be on the program. Thank you for having me.
And it does look like you are going to suit up and get a run this weekend.
That's the point, yeah. Flew all the way over here. I might as well pitch while I'm here, huh?
No doubt about that. I mean, nice to come into a team that is having a very good season. It's all seemed to come together for the Melbourne Aces.
Yeah, from what I can tell, obviously the last couple of seasons seem to be down years for them. So to have the success they're having this year, I think everybody on the team is very excited. I've had a chance to meet the majority of the team already. And I know everybody's excited about the last month and trying to, you know, keep that position and be ready for the playoffs.
Jeremy, what led you to the Aces? I mean, you've had a long time over in the States, Cleveland, Baltimore, Colorado, Kansas City Royals. You've certainly done the rounds, a big career and an opportunity to come out and play here in Melbourne.
Well, I've always been interested in visiting Australia, so that's number one, first and foremost. Secondly, I'm trying to prepare for the season this year and making a run at potentially pitching out of the bullpen for a major league team. And then thirdly, you know, Jackson Brett, who helps out with the Aces, worked with Deebs and Mr. Ralph, the owner, and found a way to you know, shuffle the roster around and make it possible for me to be a part of the Aces for a time. So, you know, it's a little bit of all three of those things, the opportunity to visit and prepare and be with some great people.
What did you know, Jeremy, of the ABL here?
I didn't know much. I mean, I've seen it on television a couple of times from the United States when they show the games over there. I've played with a number of Australian players myself, whether it's Justin Huber or Brad Thomas, Adrian Burnside, Adam Morrissey, Liam Hendricks. You know, so I know the talent here is very high, and we've seen that over in the United States with the players that have come over.
And obviously John Deeble with his association with Major League Baseball, I mean, being our finest coach here at a national level and also a club level, and obviously has made a real impression over in the MLB as well. So a man you would have known about?
For sure. Yeah, I know he was spent time with the Red Sox when I was in the AL East, and so, you know, we had a chance to be on opposing sides a number of times.
I noticed that Ronald Kunis' season, unfortunately, has been cut short. He's been a bit of a highlights reel this season, but he's, Jeremy, got to head back to Venezuela, I think, to sort out some passport issues to play in the States next year.
Yeah, not a player that I'm familiar with, but certainly I've seen his statistics, and everybody here raved about how well he's been playing and how much of an impact he has been. So losing him will be a big loss for the Aces going down the stretch, and I know they're hoping that he can get his issues resolved and even potentially return, but if nothing else, they know he's been a great asset to the Aces.
And just, you know, your observances of, I suppose, the quality of player here. I mean, obviously so many, you know, with obviously the MLB and the ABL, certainly in the reformation of the Australian Baseball League, formed quite a tight union, and it's always attracted a lot of players this league from the States, as you said, in between seasons to come out and continually play and also have a different life experience. What have you made of sort of the standard, I suppose, of the league overall?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've seen just the All-Star game, but the players there, you know, were the level you would expect for All-Star players. I mean, very good arms. They hit the ball extremely hard, I felt, specifically in the first few innings. Just every out seemed to be a hard hit ball. So the talent is, you know, is what it should be, and it's great to see the league be able to, you know, endure through the kind of the loss of Major League Baseball's participation and show that it's important to this country and important to the fans and players and be able to thrive as it has thus far. And I know the expectation and hope is that the league will only continue to strengthen even without the assistance of Major League Baseball in terms of the finances and everything else.
No doubt. We've been doing a bit of reflecting, Jeremy, the last couple of weeks, being the end of an amazing sporting year, 2016, and there were obviously, a couple of great stories of the underdogs in your country and one in your sport, I mean, the Chicago Cubs. I mean, people still can't believe that actually happened. I mean, where were you when all that was sort of unfolding?
I was watching from home and, you know a number of the players on both teams, so exciting to watch. And one team was going to end a drought of not having won a World Series. So it is a little bit surreal to see that that they actually did win it, them being the Cubs, and pull that off. And the fashion that they did it was kind of the new trend, trail 3-1 and make a miraculous comeback.
It's a fascinating lifestyle for those of us from afar to watch a league over in the States that has about 161 home and away games. When you think how small our ABL season is here, I imagine it's just a lifestyle that you get certainly used to.
Yeah, it is. It is a grind. That's why players prepare so diligently in the off season to be able to endure it physically and mentally, for that matter. And it is a marathon. And you know, it's when you're in the middle of it, it's great. Every game seems important. I know the fans get to sit there and choose how many games they want to watch and whatnot. But it makes for a very good finish every single season after all those games, to see how many important games come down the stretch.
No doubt. Well, good luck this weekend. Look forward to seeing you suit up for the first time. 4-game series. It starts in Sydney tomorrow night, 15-5. Hopefully the Aces can build on their great start to the season, and good to have you here in Australia.
I appreciate your time.